The ongoing investigation into a possible serial killer on Long Island has led to the discovery of 10 sets of human remains. 4 of them were prostitutes, but even though the other sex workers can have important information about the case, they might not be willing to come forward. As WNYC Stephen Nesson reports, most prostitutes have long been suspicious of the police, so they take their own improvised precaution measures.
All over the country, sex workers rely on similar methods, like the buddy system.
I will call a friend when I arrive and say, okay, I'm here. My friend will already know where I'm at. I will have provided the information about where I'm going. I'll arrive and say, I'm here. I'll call you back in 1 hour or 2 hours based on how long the agreed upon appointment is.
That's Stacy Swim, the co-founder of Sex Workers Outreach Project USA, based in San Francisco and a sex worker of 12 years.
And there will be a plan with a friend. Like, if you don't hear from me at the appointed time, contact somebody who's nearby that can come check on me or call the police, you know, just depending on the circumstances and what I've prearranged with my safe call.
The investigation of the bodies found on Long Island was sparked by the disappearance of New Jersey resident Shannon Gilbert, a sex worker whose body has yet to be found. The case has shed light on how fearful prostitutes are to contact law enforcement, even when they're the victims of a crime. Audacia Ray is a former sex worker in New York City and director of the Red Umbrella Project. She says when she was a prostitute and was robbed,
it never occurred to me to even call the police.
Ray says many sex workers rely on friends or even new technology to protect themselves. Some use an iPhone app with a built-in GPS alarm that can call emergency services or friends if not answered in time. There's also what's known as a bad date list, an informal regional list of violent or non-paying clients passed on through word of mouth.
Policing and sex work has been a precarious situation for a long time, which is why you might also find that very few sex workers are coming forward to the police, in part because of fear of arrest, but also because many sex workers have been victims of violence from the police.
That's Sarah Jenny Blevis, a community organizer and co-founder of Swoop NYC, which provides outreach to sex workers. According to a small survey from the Urban Justice Center of 30 sex workers, 27% say they had experienced violence from police officers. The NYPD says they don't track that statistic. A spokesperson for the Nassau County Police says sex workers with information about a crime will not be arrested for other crimes. He says there's an anonymous hotline they can call if they have information. Norma Ramos, the director of Coalition Against Trafficking Women, agrees there's a problem between prostituted women and the police, but says recent legislation that criminalizes the buyers of prostitutes is a step in the right direction.
So that is heralding a sea change in the way we believe policing is going to begin to look at how to treat this particular crime.
Police in the Long Island case have not ruled out that the potential killer could be a member of law enforcement. The investigation is ongoing. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.